The Word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the Word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Corsa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the Word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Corsa.
Numbers chapter 6, reading from the verse number 3. He shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation there shall no razor come upon his head, until the days be fulfilled, in the which he separated himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy, and shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. All the days that he separate himself unto the Lord, he shall come at no dead body. Glory to God. Precious one, in Numbers chapter 6, God by Moses brought the law of the Nazarite unto the children of Israel, giving them the conditions under which a man should separate or consecrate himself unto God. A Nazarite therefore had three conditions to be upheld in his separation and consecration unto God. One is that he is not supposed to take anything of the vine or alcoholic. Number two, he was not supposed to cut the hair of his head. Number three, he is not to come near the dead, anything dead, including the dead body of his own parents or relatives. There is a reason why God required these three conditions in the separation and consecration of the Nazarite unto him. Remember this, in the New Testament, the child of God is supposed to separate himself, having been called out of the world into his marvelous light. We are called to consecrate ourselves unto God completely and totally. The laws of the Nazarite, the new believer has to look into it because it is a requirement for every consecration unto God. We live not for our own selves as believers in the New Testament, but we live unto Christ. Wherefore Paul said, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Consecration is not an option. The Christian must consecrate himself, not so much from wine, but from anything and everything that appeals to the senses and desires of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5 and the verse number 19, it talks about the fact that now the works of the flesh are manifested, or the things that the flesh produces, appeals to the flesh, include the following: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like these. We are supposed to separate ourselves from all these. In the New Testament, we are supposed to consecrate ourselves, not so much of our hair, but all natural and spiritual gift must be baptized into Christ and allowed to grow to the glory of God. God has given every one of us natural gift, spiritual gift. That spiritual gift you have, that natural gift you have, must be consecrated unto God, allowed, promoted, to grow, to develop to the glory of God. Our talents must glorify God. Our giftings must glorify God. Hallelujah. Wherefore, in Romans chapter 12 and the verse number 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It is our reasonable service to present our bodies holy and acceptable unto God. Glory to God. Number three, we need to consecrate ourselves not only from dead bodies as such, but from sin and all those that partakes in the life of sin. In Psalm 1, verse number 1 to 3 says, happy are those who reject the advice of evil people, who do not follow the examples of sinners, or join those who have no use for God. Instead, they find joy in obeying the law of the Lord, and they study it day and night. They are like trees that grow beside a stream, that bear fruit at the right time, and whose leaves do not dry up. They succeed in everything that they do. Glory to God. Precious one, you and me have been called onto a life of a consecration unto God. We are supposed to set ourselves apart. The same way special instruments like cups, spoons, plates are set aside for special occasions of specific people, in like manner, God expects us to separate ourselves unto Him because we have been bought with a price. Our lives do not belong to us. We have received life from God. We have been brought into the marvelous light of God. We can only live to the glory of God. Today, I pray, let God exalt you and strengthen you and enable you to walk the consecrated life to the glory of God. May your steps be ordered to live a separated life, a unique life, a life that is special unto God, a life that is not equally yoked with unbelievers. May God keep you. May God help you. In Jesus' precious name, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Barbin Corsa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.noahsproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@noahsproject.org. The Word of Faith podcast is a listener-supported ministry of the Noah's Project. If you want to partner with us to bring this content to enriched areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit noahsproject.org/donate. God bless you.